USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the solemn anniversary of 9/11. 17 years ago today, terrorists hijacked four U.S. jetliners, crashing them, killing nearly 3,000 people. As America remembers that sad day, it's preparing for an East Coast hurricane of huge proportions. Roy Cooper's the governor of North Carolina, a state the storm is now taking aim at.
Figure out your evacuation route and discuss how you will contact family and friends. Gather up your emergency supplies, food, water, flashlights, extra batteries, medications, and other items that you will need if you have to evacuate quickly. Remember to plan for your pets if you must evacuate.
Hurricane Florence expected to make landfall in the Carolinas on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
More now on today's anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. President Trump and First Lady Melania will visit the Flight 93 National Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. That's the memorial that's a tribute to those who perished when passengers helped stop a hijacked airliner that was thought to be aimed at Washington, D.C. And looking back on the day itself in New York City, some reporter recollections from our own Robin Walensky, who was outside the World Trade Center reporting that day.
I was standing a few blocks north of the Twin Towers at a payphone waiting to do a live report when suddenly people started screaming, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God." And I peer around the payphone and the South Tower is collapsing in slow motion. And a guy standing next to me, and I will never forget it, said, "Part of America is gone forever." And I felt the exact same way.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A new book that's sharply critical of the Trump administration is hitting the shelves today. Fear, Trump in the White House, coming from veteran journalist Bob Woodward. Among its many claims is that top aides sometimes ignore President Trump's orders to try to limit the damage he can do. The White House calls it a pack of lies. More on the remembrances of our own USA Radio's Robin Walensky from 9/11, which she covered in New York City 17 years ago today.
After both buildings were down, there was this enormous dust cloud, and we were running north trying to get away from it. I remember people barefoot in the street carrying their shoes. I bumped into a woman who was absolutely frantic looking for her husband who had been at work in the North Tower, and she tells me that she heard that he was alive, and she starts walking south when I grab her arm and I beg her to stay put, when suddenly her husband, covered in white dust, plaster, and huge rings of sweat, appears in the street.
Are you okay?
Great.
I think about Gene and Chuck Mara all the time. 17 years later, this sound still so powerful, as this was the emotional reunion so many people wanted but never got.
Again, that is USA Radio's Robin Walensky with her own recollections of covering 9/11 on this date 17 years ago. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.